Watson Hall presents
The Pirates of Drynax, 2nd edition, with Nick Marsh as the Games Master.
The Trojan Reach, the place where empires die.
An oasis of culture and technology in a dangerous and barbaric sector.
Drynax itself was blasted to ash, leaving the floating palace as the only remaining property of the King of Drynax.
He will give you the Harrier as your ship and more. He will give you a letter of mark and reprisal.
Solitary worlds can't bloody hold out against a God's cursed empire.
You take the Harrier and you cut a bloody swathe across the stars. Every ship in space is your legal prey. We do this right. And we'll show there's life in this old empire yet.
An excellent way to make a lot of money really quickly.
They wanted me to be on the prison planet and I didn't.
Reaching out pleadingly towards us.
I want to build something that lasts.
Wealth distribution is a perfectly reasonable idea.
Or carve out a new kingdom in blood and steel.
Oh, God, that's disturbing. Isn't it?
You've been listening to Watson Hall. Do drop in for another episode, or we may accidentally start gaming.
Oh, God, no.
But it's not likely.
We chatted to staff at the Torpal Downport.
Yes, we're on the hunt of some raiders who raided Clark and Torpal.
Yeah,
money and for reputation.
Indeed. We discovered they were raided by a vulture class salvage hauler and a far trader. We were curious.
But there
about
was a scout that was there.
Indeed.
And they had all. A scout was involved in the previous raid.
Yes, indeed. And they had all refueled and then done the raid. This one was much more professional. It was quite, quite precise, quick, efficient. Basically, they severed a cargo pod from a orbital refueling dock. From an
orbital
factory,
refinery,
and swooped in and dragged off with it. But the scout ship, the Suleiman, which seemed to have been trying to lie low but hover around in the right sort of area, not literally. Decided to have a go at another ship on the way out, and that didn't go to plan due to hidden turrets.
Yes, the Sarcomond.
We managed to speak to Darnell Vlor, the captain of the Sarcomond. Some arm wrestling was involved. We persuaded him to tell us about what had happened, and they had overheard a plain text or equivalent of in the shouting comms from the scout. They heard a plain text thing about jumping to Borite. We visited the trader that they had sold off to, and it was definitely the architect from Clark. We jumped to Borite and sensed a distress signal from near the gas giant. And we have, of course, as noble heroes, immediately set our course for the vulnerable people who desperately need help.
That's right.
We are going to encounter them. What form that encounter takes will depend on who's watching.
Mm-hmm. And what they've got.
Okay. All right. So the gas giant is in the opposite direction to Borite itself. Borite, which is where you've jumped into, is near the kind of brownish misery of Borite. But the gas giant is a few hours away at your kind of G's. You're pretty nippy. You pull 6 G's, I believe.
I'm not sure the ship has been sufficiently repaired for it, but let's see what she can do.
Do you need me to make an engineering mechanics check to basically make sure everything's running nicely?
You can check the ship over before you start her up.
I've just rolled 6, so my skills are either 15 or 16. So,
that's not a critical then, is it?
No, not quite.
It's
not
a critical quite. If it's a 16 skill.
Anyway,
okay. Oh, yeah. So well, the only ones that are 16. are, just one moment, caller, engineering starships, all the maintenance ones are 15.
Yeah, it would be more mechanics if you change. But to be fair, you could have done this in jump space for the most part, except checking over the jump engine, turning it off and on again, not a good idea.
No.
It's all the flaws that are there, you are aware of, in that the engine will sometimes just cut out, but there's nothing structurally that means if you go at 6Gs, bits are going to fall off, as far as you can tell.
Okay, cool. The engines can take it, Captain.
How disappointing. Right, Sam, let's see what she can do.
Put the pedal to the metal.
Sam turns the little knob up to the top. Or have it. Okay. That's a bit anticlimactic, isn't it?
It's probably just a button. Slider.
Yeah, I've recently bought a second-hand mixing desk just so the thing looks more impressive. I'll move several sliders up and down. The ones with lights on that can be motorised, so they do it on
their own. Oh, I love them.
It kind of goes red and urgent as it gets towards.
Do you actually need a roll for this, then? You can tell me something to go.
Okay. No, you don't.
Good.
I'm just picturing, given the computer tech of this era, that you're probably typing in, PIP, output drive controller, input constant value 6, or something like that. So, yeah.
What sort of info comes through on this distress signal? You know, is it simply a meow, 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 or
that's,
is there some information?
Question.
Is it, mayday, mayday, this is the starship made of gold. We are weaponless and drifting in space.
Well, you've already found, I think we did a signal check. A sensor check.
Far Side cartoon with the chat line and the cat.
Yes, very much so.
In this case, it's a bit funny, actually. What it is a kind of automated distress call that you would get typically built into a vac suit, except it's much, much louder, obviously, than you would expect from a vac suit.
Okay, so it's an EPIRB, and then maybe somebody's rigged up an antenna around it, something like that.
Exactly that, yeah. Someone had basically somehow boosted a signal from a vac suit. Mm-hmm. And it's a standard, now that you've thought of that, because I've told you it, it's a standard vac suit. It's you would expect all of your vac suits would do that. It's basically the person inside is needs rescue and can't. Well, how long have they got if what?
So if they're in a vac suit, so our vac suits have a finite life. I know we've got oxygen, CO2 scrubbers and oxygen redoing and things like that. But
yeah, well, they have a finite battery life. Probably 24 hours at the most, I would have thought. You can recharge these things, of course. So, they may have a stack of batteries or a stack of... if someone was lying unconscious in a vac suit and otherwise unharmed...
24 hours.
Something like that, yeah.
Interesting.
Anything else anyone wants to do as you are hoofing it towards the gas giant?
I'm assuming that we don't have the things that EPIRBs have in real life of, this is this suit number from this ship kind of thing. There are so many of them, it probably wouldn't work.
It's not really, because it's very hard to have such a thing as like a central database in Traveller because of the distances between the stars.
And probably people haven't updated the info in their actual suit.
Well, they have to post out a new printing of the library data, don't they, every time? So it takes a while.
Yeah, the job of a second-hand vaccine salesman is not easy.
And out here, there isn't really an expert system. So there is more information you could put on a carrier wave if you wanted to. They haven't. This is just the standard help.
That's fine. Is it the same across the different space-faring species? Do we have any specific reason to think it's human, Vargan, none of the above? Or is it just is standardised enough that
it would be standardised. I mean, yeah. Yes, probably you're not dealing with a centaur or a hiver, mm-hmm. but some kind of.
Yeah, we've been just no further information.
But even
yeah.
then, they may use that. You haven't really encountered many of the really weird races.
Yeah. I mean, they might have the same transponder type things. So,
if it's a centaur on its own, it's probably already shot itself or whatever. Anyway.
We have not encountered the Kukri. As evidence, we are still alive.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Put down a hamburger. Sorry, what?
Okay.
I just love that the first alien book, I think. Oh no, that was the Aslan, but one of the first alien books was for a bunch of belligerent vegetarians. And I'm like, have you got something to say here, Mark?
Well, that was what I think it may be the original alien book. So basically saying, which of these is dangerous, you know, the
yes, that was the old ads.
The other carnivore, or the herbivore. It's the herbivore. Because he's brought all his friends.
I met a very angry vegetarian who was sure I'd slighted her when we were at school, but I never met her before.
Hmm. She must have mistaken you for someone else then, I guess.
I guess so.
They can go on if you like.
Sam's cock falls off as you're flying towards them.
What, again?
Hang on,
on first.
I thought for a second the GM was about to storm out in a petty fashion. Mince, one might say.
As you approach the gas giant, let's have... I'm assuming you're scanning as you're going for more...
Well, I was just about to say, are there things that we can... Once we come out, because I know we can't do anything sort of before we come out and then... Are there little giveaways, like if somebody is anticipating someone coming out and scan, can we sort of pick up things like active scans, targeting things?
Oh, yes.
Is that possible for our...
You definitely can.
So we should probably check to be sure this isn't an ambush.
Let's just start with, is anybody else transpondering in the general vicinity?
Okay, let's have an electronic...
I mean, we quite possibly aren't. Because, you know...
Well, I don't think space pirates...
Well, that's a good question. Are you...
No.
Okay.
Don't see any obvious reason to transpond?
Okay.
Technically it's legal, but...
EOP census by 3.
I think it would be illegal if you were in Imperial space. You're in the Reach. It's kind of what you want to do. Is anyone else transpondering in the region? There are a few. So Borite is... please hold. Is well off the trade route, and so there isn't really a ton of traffic. There is a couple of ships heading towards the planet, or various heading towards the jump space, but nothing else.
Anybody else responding to the SOS?
Yeah, that's what I was mostly thinking of.
No one else seems to be doing that. They may not have picked it up. It was pretty faint, and it was quite a good... centers roll that Rassane made. And you haven't mentioned it to anyone else?
Well, no. Not that stupid.
Mm. Well,
I would like to run passive anyway, so no active scans till we get close.
Okay. Well, look, to be honest, unless you're in combat or literally trying to target someone, active scanning doesn't actually get you a great deal more.
Well, it'll get us a lot more information.
It gives you a lot more detail on something specific that you can type. Yes.
Well, I mean, and we know, we're pulling 6Gs towards it, but.
Mm.
And if you actually
we know pretty much where it is. It might be worth, you know, going active within a...
And if you accidentally leave the range gate turned up to the full 10 AU and the guy's floating 2 metres off your sensor array, well, yeah, it wasn't a weapon. No, we didn't fire any weapons.
You ping! the signal, which is not on the gas giant. It is orbiting the gas giant on some kind of station. Yes, Ozan.
Well, we were approaching, since I wasn't doing anything else obvious, since it's a distress call, I would be making sure we have easy, ready access to, you know, medkits, evac stuff, maybe any cutting torches, anything we might need if we're trying to do a hasty rescue.
Okay, cool. Yeah,
somewhere close to an airlock.
That's
or
a good
retreat
point.
If we
You've
get...
You've got a few hours to do that.
Yeah, that's a good point. As we get closer...
Just put it all convenient.
I've not got quite pretty go good. Back, I'm pretty good in zero G, so I'll suit up anyway.
This is coming from a station, and as you zoom in, which you can do passively. Obviously, you're just taking.
Can we do it passive aggressively?
You can. You can. You can. Yes. Yes.
Well, why would you say a thing like that?
It is old, very old. You can see holes in the superstructure. It's a large kind of a sort of a framework with a central core. There's gangways, and it's a reasonable size. Not like a full-on starport, probably, but certainly enough space for three or four starships, so not like a full-blown landing place. It is clearly old. In fact, it's ancient, and we don't really need to make a roll to recognise this as an old Sindalian spaceport or space station.
Oh, so not capital A ancient.
Yes, not. Not we're going to.
I'm a little disappointed.
No, ancient.
What tech level were these guys?
The Sindarians.
15.
Right. Okay.
Jaffa's eyes.
Take those dollar signs out of your eyes.
Fuck the distress call. Let's dismantle the space station.
Well, no, I'm just thinking that we just need to make sure that this artifact, you know, this thing towards humanity. Doesn't end up in the going spiraling down into the gas giant.
Absolutely. As you mentioned that, sensors roll, please. Or astronavigation, I would take.
Well, I'm better at that, so. Gosh, no, I'm not. Made by three, then.
It is in a deteriorating orbit, and it is going to crash into the. It will land in the atmosphere and burn up on the planet in 500 or 600 years.
Oh no.
We don't know how long this has been transmitting, do we?
No. I mean, presumably there's some difference between an ancient Sindalian distress beacon and a modern mm-hmm. distress beacon. You're right.
Yeah, probably, the ancient Sindalian beacon says we are temporarily inconvenienced.
Rescuers, or we will destroy your planet.
We assure you that the surface-to-space missiles that we...
a courtesy we extend to all our
persistent customers.
Okay.
Should we try to hail them?
Sorry. As you get... Well, so what you do... That's what you can see from a distance. Yes, you are within hailing range, in that you're within visual range, really.
Mm-hmm. In that case, we might as well go active. So active ping.
Okay, well, let's have another sensor roll, then.
That was a good one. Passed by a 7.
Passed by 7. Okay, this thing has a transmitter dish on it, and that is where the beacon is coming from.
Somebody has plugged into it inside is what I read from that, yeah.
The ship has the station has obviously been derelict for some time. What are you making by 7?
Boarded with it. Yeah, boarded it. That thing got stuck.
Yes. Yeah, well, yeah, that's a reasonable supposition.
Any spaceships attached or nearby?
Not attached to the station. No. Or particularly nearby that you've noticed. You do notice with a roll like that, the station, although has been derelict and stripped for the valuable alloys that it's made of, and other parts.
No, that's fine. We don't need the alloy.
They're not all stripped, but it has been.
Someone's had a go at it.
Someone's had the same dollar signs as Jaffa has had. It has been repaired to some extent relatively recently, by which I mean someone's basically put other plates on of a more modern, and by modern I mean within 100 years or so, more modern alloys, as if to try and make it back into a station again. what else could you say with that roll? You do pick up some debris floating mm-hmm. near one of the docking ports.
One thing that I would hope to get, though it would depend on the, how intact the structure of the station is, would be any infrared coming off the suit. I mean, if he's in a... It's not going to be big anyway, because there's obviously insulation on him, but if he's in a thick-walled space, we won't be able to spot it at all. But if there are, you know, 500 people waiting just behind the airlock, we will probably pick that up.
Okay, you do get some energy information. The debris, I'll just finish that, looks like yep. some... It's not much, but it's some very small, fast-moving debris. Probably some hull plating or rivets or something from a spaceship. The energy information you get is that most of the station is without power, but there is a sort of central core that is... still has power, i.e. electricity, air, whatever else you would use the power for. Mm-hmm. Thermal imaging. Okay. In the powered up bit, it's a bit harder because it's warmer anyway.
Sure.
But there is a hotspot on the station as of, yeah, probably... humanoid, well, I wouldn't say humanoid, but that sort of mass and that
sort of
temperature.
It's a reason.
Well, I guess you wouldn't know that, but there's something of roughly mass, the same sort of mass as you guys, mm. of roughly the same sort of temperature. Interestingly, in one of the powered down area, there is another kind of bright spot. Mm-hmm. It's quite close to the powered up area. But there is, yeah, there's another roughly your mass, roughly your heat.
What
signature.
Do low berths look like on this sort of, with this sort of scale?
It's too hot for a low berth, but both of those.
Right, okay, that would be, because my thing in the, so it could be somebody in a suit, maybe.
Yeah, where they are, or where it is, they would have to have some form of insulation or something because they're effectively in a vacuum or...
The other thought is some form of small fusion core.
Yes, yeah, potentially, probably not. Well, not really hot enough for that unless it was well shielded. And that's possible.
Yeah,
there's no radiation emitting from it. But
so,
again...
Let's call these possibly people target one and target two, not for any particular reason. How close is either of them to an existing airlock?
One which doesn't have all the high moving debris around.
Please hold, caller.
Well, if the debris is moving faster near the airlock, it won't be there for long.
It's,
No. It's moving. It's this
fast moving. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's swirling around. Not at the point where it would get through your armor. It's not that fast. And it's not at the. I mean, the ship's armor. It may cause you problem if it hit your vac suits. Probably wouldn't make it through the station's armor either. Mm-hmm. But there are holes in the station. Mm. Are any of them near an airlock? Doctor Gordon. Question, please hold. Well, I can give you the rough shape of the powered up area, which is mm-hmm. kind of like the Starship Enterprise. There's an airlock here,
mm-hmm.
I believe, and mm-hmm. another airlock at this end. It's mm-hmm. not, there's nothing beyond here, there's just kind of increasingly knackered up.
Right.
Okay, and roughly where on there do we think the signature is coming from?
So the heat in one of the areas is coming from this square section here, like the body of the
the
Enterprise.
Powered target, hot target, is in the square box of the Enterprise.
And then another one of them is somewhere outside the powered up area around here.
and cold target is away from
the sun. Well, they're both the same sort of heat and size.
Yeah, so but those
no, they're in the cold zone.
Those squares are the hot zone.
Yeah.
That, all of the, somewhere in here.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So those nine squares are the hot zone, and then the rest of it is...
So it's just powered up.
Is powered up.
Yes. So the whole Enterprise-shaped map is the zone with power.
Yes.
Right, okay.
And
so
hot target is in there in the square bit, and then the unpowered section is not mapped, but somewhere close to one of the nacelles is cold target.
And
cold.
I can... This
target frost.
Is the communications dish.
Mm-hmm.
Which is where the signal is coming from.
Okay. I'm inclined to suggest we hail them and see if we can get any information.
I suppose.
Have we just checked the general vicinity that nothing has suddenly started heading towards us? But this
when we went active, did anybody else? Can we see if anybody else is doing anything around us?
Let's have a census, electronics operation census.
Okay. 6 by 8.
By 8. Another ship has just come into the 100 diameter. Oh, it really bothers me that it's diameter. It doesn't make any sense at all. But the 100 diameter limit.
But it's nowhere near us.
It seems to have jumped in the same sort of spot you did, which is where most people jump in.
Okay, we withdraw Paul from the ECM switch.
Now, again, that sounds a few hours away, considering how long it took us.
Well, at your speed, it's a few hours away. At most ships,
it's a couple of
days. It will be a day, probably. Yeah, yeah.
That is probably not an ambush, is what I'm saying.
Okay,
okay.
I see two considerations here. One, the guy outside the inhabited area is clearly in a suit, but may be in more trouble than the guy inside.
Mm-hmm.
And two, we don't have any boarding limpets. We probably do have a cutting torch, though.
I put it next to the airlock.
Is there any reason why we can't use one of the airlocks?
You can dive.
It's a
these
long way
standard...
away in a space station that is the next best thing to a dungeon of traps.
There is, to answer your question, Mark, there is no particular reason. You could dock. I mean, these are standard, what do you call them? Cock and bull mating things.
Yeah.
I love you so
love hotels.
the standard love hotels.
Never change, Nick. Never, ever, ever
you
change.
Know where I was coming from.
No, sincerely.
So to speak.
Mind you, I'm just picturing a sufficiently alien like a hyper saying, what is this? We need to understand this human obsession with...
the hyper just constantly listening to really smutty jokes and songs, just to, what is this? I don't, what is this about?
I have studied the entire works of that great sage George Formby.
Four of my PhDs are on his work.
What is this about mountain women? How does their geographic area apply?
For us, the toilet is a functional and mundane item. For you, the basis of an entire culture.
But you see, you don't understand the point. The point is that the narrator cannot lie.
So
anyway,
brief cultural digression aside. You've only got at least 500 years before this thing collapses. So,
how intact is target? Is the area around target two, the one out in vacuum?
Flimsy.
What I'm trying to get at, I probably should be more specific, is if we fly the ship around a bit, are we actually able to get line of sight? Or is there enough structure left that we can't manage
it's that? It's not. So it's in an area that is has holes in it and is not airtight, but is not basically just scaffolding. So you might see something in there, but probably not.
Sadly, Sam, I think something. You're right. And rather
about
than,
which paranoid part specifically?
Rather than going in gloriously, we probably should hail them.
Oh, that wasn't my suggestion.
No,
I just agreed with it.
No, Sam's just worried about everything.
Mm.
Well, only if it's likely to mess up the ship, because this is something I'm in at the moment.
Yeah.
It is also...
feel the same way about climate change.
The ship is yes. also right now where you're keeping all your stuff, so...
I don't have a lot of stuff.
And internal organs.
Does somebody have comms? Because I don't.
Comms.
The ops comms. I have medical and sensors.
No, I've got computer.
Sorry, I have medical and security.
Comms is actually my job, I think.
Presumably it defaults to
very
sensors. Is there a comms skill?
The ops comms.
Oh.
Playing GURPS now.
You may have forgotten.
Well, it would default to electronics ops something else then, presumably.
Ish. I can't remember offhand.
Mostly.
If you were to say what is the game in which you'd most readily locate the composed bawdy song skill, yes, all right, I would say GURPS. Okay, let me do that thing. It should be fairly routine. Made by four.
So what are you doing?
Giving a general hail. There's probably a standard form for this. Person, station transmitting distress call. This is the... Hang on, which one are we? Pride of Innsmouth.
To be honest, you don't need to roll to just send that. Well done that you did. But, you know, you're just hailing that. It's more complex things with comms, I think.
Keep an eye on those two targets to see if either of them suddenly moves.
That's a good question. Okay, so you get no response, is the short answer. If you're specifically keeping an eye, the one in this square section...
Yeah.
Does start moving around this square section once you hail.
But we don't get a response. Okay.
Or perhaps they're heading towards a communications device. Then they don't have
perhaps
a personal
in a position
one, you know?
Where, I mean...
They might have been on the low.
Sensors roll. You're using active sensors and basically scanning the station. So I'm going to give you +4 for this. Effective skill.
In which case, I make it by four.
Okay, so you detect a very faint distress signal coming from this region.
Matching?
It's exactly the same as the loud one coming from here.
Okay,
which is why it's very hard to pick up.
Okay, but that does make a certain amount of sense. He's lodged a wire onto his suit antenna out into the station's comms.
Except that he might not be his. From the looks of it, his suit might be.
I mean, it's
working.
When I say it's exactly the same pattern. Mm-hmm. It's not at the same time. If that
right,
could well be an identical suit. Could be a delay in the
it's the same frequency and everything, but it's not like they're both pulsed together identically. It's just exactly the same sound, if you like.
Okay. I'm tentatively identifying these two as Frost and Burns based on their locations in the ship. Empowered.
I prefer target one and target two.
Way I know which way they are.
It's easier when we don't have to anthropomorphise them.
But now I can work out which one we're talking about.
Corpse and Stiffy?
Oh. Hot and cold, I mean.
Pork and chicken.
What?
Cannonball.
Something bottom.
In and out?
Just remember, folks, it's not cannibalism if I do it.
Very true.
It's a dog.
I very nearly tweeted it's not bestiality if a vet does it, but I decided not to.
You've thought about the potential for your career to change slightly.
Okay, what I propose is we move in on outside target with all the lights going, spotlights, strobes. We do not want to be missed.
Mm-hmm.
Get the ship in reasonably close, then some of us go ship to station in suits.
Sounds good.
I suppose I'm going to be manning the ship here then, basically.
Well, Sam,
what's the alternative? The alternative is leaving it empty.
The you are very keen to go aboard this ship and have a look around.
Yeah, this is the thing.
I mean, you can resist that if you like, but you'll be driving against your obsession.
I would like to, because I think that it's a very poor idea to leave. No,
it is a very
sure.
poor idea. Although, no, okay, this is why it's a disadvantage.
No, no. So, Sam, if you want to go on, I will not. So, I assumed that I was going to have to be doing free fall bits and pieces. But if you want to go on, I'm happy.
Yeah,
to
but the thing is,
stay.
You've also got more applicable skills for potential
rescue. I've got your
rescue.
Obsession down as 12, John, unless it's changed.
12? 12?
That's what I've got it down as.
Sorry, I'm looking at... No, I'm looking at the points. Hang on, what's the confidence? 12 or less, yeah. Sorry, I was looking at the points. Right, so it's roll of 6.
Sam really wants to go aboard. Think of what you could learn from there.
Sorry, a technical point. That is actually the resistance number, so you resist on a 12 or less.
Oh, shit off, you dick. Sorry.
However,
thank you for your contribution, Roger. I appreciated it far more than the GM did.
I will point out that I have got my basic piloting qualification.
Same. Well, that makes you feel much better.
But again, honestly, I think the person who is mostly a pilot is better than, say, the person who is, you know, an engineer or competent at other things, so I feel
sadly
that I'm just going
enough,
to have to...
common sense, I mean, wins out.
I have to say, Sam, I mean, I think, to be honest, considering this is not, as far as I understand it, a desert, your skill set's probably more applicable than mine.
Mm. But would I trust you with the ship? Okay, I'll resist.
The gem has vanished. I wonder if
you'll go and get more beer. I don't know what I've done to my shoulder, just.
I apologise for the lack of interest in beer or in session recently. I've been tired enough that if I drank any, I'd probably just fall asleep.
Yeah, very reasonable. I don't drink a lot.
Nah.
I don't feel like it's a very warm day thing.
Well, I have German beer, and specifically, my conception of blonde German beer, which may not be accurate, based on where I met it, which is the Ruhr Valley, is you've been working in the ironworks all day, you need to replace some fluids. It would be nice if you also got drunk.
Yeah, I had some very nice kush.
But not on the first half.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what the currywurst is for.
We did have currywurst. Tintin was very keen.
Excellent.
And had some very nice kush. She tried one of the what's it called? It's not not a radler, but with orange.
I've never met this.
Yeah.
Not a fan from the description.
No idea.
It was quite pleasant. If you imagine a radler but tasting slightly of orange instead of lemon.
Fair enough.
So it was not improving the thought of it,
but still.
Nice enough. I was personally very happy with the Kölsch. It reminded me very pleasantly of Nick's birthday beer. Refreshing, light.
Ah, excellent.
I am not sponsored by Nick's birthday beer, but I'm open to it.
No, Nick's birthday beer was lovely.
Oh, a wave of cool air bursts through as rain begins.
You lucky.
Just keep getting little bits of
bastard.
John, you've probably got some as well.
We keep
someone has turned the shower on situation.
Right.
I have sudden heavy rain in where I am.
Ooh, lovely.
Mm-hmm.
I will point out space is the ultimate desert. You don't get much drier than space.
But my survival doesn't apply there. is my point.
No, very few people have survival that applies there without something like a suit.
I think survival space might be a thing, but
it is.
It does involve not being in space. Generally,
I hide on the shady side of the asteroid, so if I freeze rather than boiling.
You can't exactly just have Bear Grylls in a loincloth launching himself out of an airlock and surviving in space, can you? However, I am prepared to watch that if anybody wants to try.
In the transhuman space setting, one of the little background details is there is a regular sporting event. It is a sprint across the surface of the moon. The record, I think, is about 60 metres. They have really good medical tech.
As you approach the sort of external bit, the powered down bit, it becomes clear structurally that this other heat source is in kind of a dead end. There isn't an airlock you can get to without going through the powered up bit.
Yeah.
That's not, I mean, you could blast your way in or whatever. You are approaching, I was going to say very loudly, but that's hard to do in space. But you are with lights flaring and things. Let me do something.
Yeah, we do not want somebody to think, oh no, they're sneaking up on me.
No, well, we can open the blinds. We don't need to be going dark. And...
It seems to be, although it's powered down, relatively secure. There are a few small holes, presumably from Mikey meteorite. Small meteorite.
Microbes?
That have hit.
Micro bikinis?
Rocks?
Floating rocks that have hit the station at high speed. But they're very small.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe if someone was in a position to be looking out of the hole, you probably would put some light into the sort of tubular area where this thing is. And are you still actively scanning, or are you going to passive, or what are you doing at this point?
The point of not using active scan is that other ships don't realise you're there. Anybody who's nearby knows we're here. We might as well stay active. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. In that case, you see that the heat source is moving a bit as well.
Okay.
The one in this square section has moved sort of into this section.
Mm-hmm.
The other guy, or the other heat source, or whatever it is.
Frost.
So it's sort of over here somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Does seem to be... probably moving towards the powered up section.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It definitely seemed to react to your approach because it wasn't moving previously.
Yeah. Well, if they are actively moving, then I don't think it's a good time to start with a cutting torch.
They might jump to the right idea.
so clearly what we need to use is the particle beam.
Well, I think I should definitely make sure that I've got the weapons locked onto a disabling target.
Jaffa, let's have a engineering high-powered spacecraft or something roll.
Not the best roll, so that's 13. 13 under 16, so made it by three.
There is definitely... maybe not in this bit, but as you're looking around the rest of the superstructure, there are alloys you could use that would match your ship here.
Okay, so
in
how
the
close?
Scant
how
500 clo- years how, you've got?
How close can we get
to the station? It depends what you're trying to do.
We
want to.
We want to use one of the airlocks.
Mm-hmm.
How close an airlock can we get that hasn't got things whizzing around?
There's
upside down. We're in space.
No, I'm just, it's confusingly, this is the old edition map and the new edition map is the other way up. But I guess that's because it's in space. Young fella Milat, so this guy's moved into here. Your other guy was around here somewhere.
Yeah.
If we look
in the port nacelle, there's an airlock at the aft end of the port nacelle, effectively.
Yes, there's an airlock here that you could get into.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go. We're aiming for that.
That seems logical.
I would suggest that we aim that looks as clear as it can be.
Yep, fair enough.
I may have been slightly misleading you. Sorry, I got confused because of the whole thing is upside down. Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. There are airlocks here and here.
Mm-hmm.
The being is in the other whatever it is, yeah. The heat source is in this section, which is powered down. So mm-hmm. There is an airlock here that leads to the powered up section, but this okay. Small
so the starboard
section
nacelle
here,
is unpowered.
Yes.
Well, right. If we go to the bow of the port nacelle, that's presumably closer to both of them.
It looks like it. Yeah.
Yes, that would be correct. Mm. Okay. So are you docking, or how are you getting across?
I'm going to suggest...
There is a docking port there. There is some debris. And while you're there, Jaffa, probably, or anyone, can make an engineer, or mechanical, like a repair spaceship role. Of
some kind. Well, I've got mechanic spaceship, high-performance spaceship.
I make it.
That is 9 under 15, so made it by 6.
Right, this debris is not dangerous to your ship.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite clear someone patched up their starship here. It's not enough to be like, this is what's left of a starship. Someone presumably docked here. It's near enough to the dock that you're heading for that they docked there, fixed this starship and flew off again.
Cool.
At some point.
Okay. So it's sort of residual debris, not battle debris.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. You'd have to have a look at
nothing was blown up here, obviously.
Not as far as you can tell.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah,
I mean, there may even be, yeah. If there was, Roger would know better than me, in fact, you all know way better than me, but if there'd been laser fire and it heated up the station, I don't know how long that would take to cool down in space. I guess it would radiate through the superstructure of the station.
Yeah, the main thing it would do would be conducted through the, metal at least would.
So
it would spread out until it's barely above background, and then
okay.
And yeah, it would be very slowly radiating away. But
okay, all right. Well, there's no heat there anyway. But yeah, that probably does.
Seems very very plausible thing to do.
All right,
we're all for plausibility.
So are we going to attempt this docking despite the debris?
They don't seem to be coming towards
the airlock. The debris wouldn't cause us any problems.
The debris mm-hmm. will not. It's not nearly fast enough or thick enough to go through your armour. Honest.
Yeah.
If you were out there and it hit your vac suit, there was a chance it would tear it. But even then, it might not go
through. So is this a sort of... We can dock directly. We don't need an umbilical.
Yes, it is.
Okay, and brilliant.
It does show signs of having been fitted up to do that.
Yeah.
But even the actual airport, the airlock design hasn't changed for centuries because why would you?
I mean, bearing in mind, Rorsain and myself are wearing battle armour, armoured
vac suits.
Yes, we all should be, really.
Sam, a thing occurs to me. The airlock is at the front, yes? Our front.
Oh, I've no idea.
It's sort of in the elbow, isn't it, I think? This sort of area, if the Harrier does this.
And the particle beam is pacing forward as well.
Yep.
If you were to pick your docking orientation such that when we are docked, if you were to hit the big red particle beam button, it would go through the station as opposed to harmlessly into space. I mean, there would be nothing wrong with that, would there? It's just a safety measure.
Well, I mean, more than anything, it would just be a coincidence that it was pointing there, really.
Yeah.
We've got to line things up so that you can use the airlock, after all.
Good man.
But I will, of course, ensure that the safety lock is on, I say, pulling out a piece of duct tape.
Excellent.
All right, roll me a... piloting roll. This is an old battered up station. This is going to be -4 to dock safely.
Can I assist?
Please. Would that help you, Sam, or would you rather do it alone?
Well, I've just rolled a 9.
No, he doesn't need
my piloting is 15.
No, he doesn't.
I'm all right.
He don't need me. He's fine.
It is.
You have given us some experience, haven't you? I should probably add that at some point.
We've got 166, I think, at the moment.
We've got
I'll look into it later, because I don't know how much I've got to spend.
It's difficult. The structure is more fragile than you would like, but Sam is as gentle as a man stroking a porpoise.
As a gentle thing.
As he positions his...
Did you say as a man stroking a porcupine?
That was the impression I got.
Porpoise. You would, to be fair, you would.
I think
quite
you'd be
gentle.
More careful.
I would be so gentle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Sam's touch is as light as a man who is stroking a porcupine.
But not in that way.
however, he wants to stroke it. That's how Sam docks carefully with this. The airlock, the automatic docking procedure. I mean, it's more of a mechanical thing. For safety reasons, but it does dock into place. It should be quite trivial to undock.
Has it docked?
Well, Rosane's not in the airlock yet, so I don't think so.
Just means it's mated successfully.
Well, I can tell you stories about that.
tied in tight and all that.
Is it hot in here? Yes, it is.
So, Sam, did you decide you're staying? Or?
I think, unfortunately, I've got to, really.
If it's all fine, maybe you can go and explore afterwards.
I would suggest...
Yeah, just take a lot of pictures.
Two on board, two on the ship would make sense, but I'm not...
Don't mind.
...feeling strongly about it.
You know,
do you want the two with the powered armour and the shotguns?
It's not powered armour, it isn't
powered armour, sorry, I do apologize.
Just the standard nanoweave vac suit.
I know, it's just nanoweave, it's boring and...
So, this one heat source has reached this airlock.
Mm-hmm.
The other heat source has moved back into this section.
Mm-hmm. Where are we? Here, are we there?
Yes. We are at the other end of that nacelle.
Because that was closest to them at the time we made the decision.
That's right, yes, you're right, yes.
Maybe they've just gone to grab their stuff and they're going to rush back.
Well, I want to go to see the guy in the square bit anyway first.
Look on the bright side. Doing this inside means magnetic boots. And magnetic boots means Gauss close assault weapon.
Oh, you mean like this?
Are the two inseparable.
Let's do it.
Now, it is a fragile section. Now, I think you're fine with those weapons. You think significant damage if you fired a weapon in here. I don't want to be like we can't have any firing in there, but it may damage the structure of the ship. Probably not with a Gauss weapon, I wouldn't have thought.
Yes, I definitely wouldn't recommend doing that with the 18.5mm high explosive rounds.
But is the whole point of a Gauss weapon that it's lower velocity and smaller?
No, it's the other way around completely.
Oh, okay. Well, you might want to consider that.
Well, the Gauss core is not actually as high velocity as most Gauss weapons. But it's just more convenient. You can put in as much energy as you want rather than saying, here is a propellant charge and we will just set fire to it and it will go bang.
And it's less recoil with a Gauss, is that right?
Let me take my physics hat off before I go out of control. But basically, rather than one big bang at the start of the firing, you can keep feeding energy into it as the round goes down the barrel. So while you have the same overall impulse, it is smoothed out.
Okay. Jaffa, if you fire those weapons in there, there is a reasonable chance you will damage the structure.
That will be the point of firing the weapon.
Captain?
Yeah?
You know these boring laser blasters that we've also got?
Well, the ones that don't destroy the station that we will quite possibly be wanting to destroy.
Shall we start at this point?
I just wave my slug throwing old fashioned gunpowder weapon at him. Just saying.
Oh god.
I have a laser pistol too.
Yes. Shall we start off with the laser pistols and then move on to the Gauss rifle when we need to actually obliterate whatever's in front of us?
I'm just not. Why would you need to shoot your weapons anyway? It's pointless.
What's the point of going to an old space station with we don't know what moving about on it if you're not intending to shoot something?
Can I just point out, Alien has had 3 comebacks during the.
not to mention the Chamax plague.
And Horde.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Which is why we've got the rifle, the Gauss.
So let me. So you're
shotguns.
Taking your Gauss rifles and laser sidearms.
Laser pistols.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Any melee weapons? No reason.
Halberd.
Oh yeah.
To Corban.
Never unarmed.
I've probably got my knife.
Anything else you guys are taking?
Well, the grenades, obviously.
Any medical supplies?
Yes, I've got my first aid kit.
I've made a big pile of medical supplies. Rescue equipment.
Where's all the ammo? We can't
jaws
find it next
of life.
To these bandages.
I've got my first aid kit, but I've also got an engineering kit as well.
Okay, you take that. I'll take the cutting torch.
Which includes, but I've also got things like sonic probe.
You've got a gadget and a new Jaffa as well, I guess. So.
I have indeed got a gadget.
Okay. Anything else you want to do before you get on board?
Double check comms.
Wolf.
No response.
No, with us.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, it's working.
Yeah, make sure that we've got full comms back to the ship. Because what I don't want is, oh my god, they've got loads of...
But that's what you're going to get, isn't it?
Okay, you get to the airlock. So it's powered up, but this airlock seems to be on manual control. It seems to have been powered down for automatic. So you get out of yours, into the fallopian tube, whatever it's called, and into the airlock of the station.
Yeah, I think what we end up doing is probably open both outer doors at once, ours and theirs, rather than have a tube in between.
Yes, okay. Okay. Right, and then you move on into their airlock, presumably.
Yeah.
And, okay. Okay, presumably, stop me if I'm wrong, but presumably you guys are tracking the heat sources on the ship.
Yeah, that may be a downlink from the ship, but if we can do it with suit sensors, even better.
Yeah,
we'll let you know, and I'm going to keep an eye on that ship that had jumped in, just in case it turns out it can move at least as fast as us.
Funny you should say that, Sam.
Hmm.
It is not heading towards Borite.
Mm-hmm.
Estimated time of arrival? Towards the gas giant. Probably just refueling, I would have thought.
Right, not planning to destroy the gas giant.
It's pulling some good cheese.
As
many as us.
Six.
Keep an eye.
Not more than you, no.
Yes, but is it as many as us?
As many as us, no. It is pulling about 5 Gs. So we'll be there probably...
Half a day.
Well, you were there in 3 hours or so. It's going to get there in about 5.
Okay.
I will remind you, for reference, that my danger sense is currently 13.
Huh?
That is very helpful to know.
Okay. Right, let's get on
checks his danger sense and passes out. Right, the rest.
Right, let's head towards the nearer danger. Reading.
Okay, so there is something moving around here. Something has now moved into this area, and seems to be. The thing was around here. It moved to that airlock, and has now moved into this. Circular area.
Okay.
So it looks like they happen to lock each other out at least.
I'm quite happy to kill the original crew.
I will go across the disc unless anybody feels strongly that we should not.
So the thing has moved onto the other side of the airlock and has stopped just there.
Right. I want to bring, by the way, two emergency suits with us. You know, the sphere.
Survival bubbles.
Yeah. So in other words, if we need to manoeuvre people around, we can basically stick them into something.
What, you think there's actually going to be somewhere in there?
Let's go for the best scenario as well as the worst scenario.
Maybe this is a valuable xenomorph.
As far as radio goes, or radio signals, this is still very loud. This is still transmitting an emergency beacon, which is much louder now you're on board the ship, on board the station.
And there's nothing coming from the other...
From the thing that's on the other side of the airlock, from the airless part, nothing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm backing up.
Let's cross the disc. It looks as if we should be able to make it fairly fast.
Okay, so the interior of this place was once splendid. It does remind you a bit of your ship. It's all... blinged up, but very tastefully done. It's not like the White House. But it has then been, there've been panels, patched over micrometeorite holes. It's clearly been, competently, but not aesthetically repaired to be something like a functional station. Yeah, yeah. If you had a mechanic here, which you do, they would suck through the teeth, and say,
charge extra.
Oh. I don't know who did this, bloody cowboys.
Is there any sign of equipment, machinery, whatever, for what might have been actually happening here? I mean, you don't just patch up a station like this for aesthetics. Well, maybe I do, but most people don't.
It's largely kind of mechanical equipment. Probably was some sort of repair port rather than, you know, a space brothel, for instance. But there is, that's the bit you're moving in, but as you move across towards the central disc, it's a powered down, it's not a full airlock, but it's kind of a more secure door, so it's going to need manual opening to open it up. And so this central section, the part you open it up on is, sort of, well, not a living quarters, a communal area. Probably a drinking area. There are stools sort of clattered on the side. There's empty bottles of Mac or whatever space alcohol you like to think about in your
spiced rum
quiet times.
not that I'm envious or anything.
Let's have a vision check for both of you. As your suit lights cut through the gloom, because it's on emergency lighting here, so it's quite dark.
Quick question: gravity, atmosphere. I assume you gravity off, but what's the air like?
The atmosphere is suitable for humans in the and Varga.
Good, Terrans. Good but smelly, borderline metabolically hazardous.
You wouldn't want to spend a lot of time. You'd probably get an awful headache. But the CO2 scrubbers are working. There is some oxygen generation.
Anyway, pass vision by 3.
So I rolled 11 under 13.
Sorry, I shouldn't have. But of course, someone has scratched into a wall here. Something with a shard of metal. And it's in Anglish or Galactic. Galanglish? Galangalungalungalung? Whatever it is, in
Arundel?
English. And it says, "The voice on the radio."
Okay,
so
and
is this
close
a Terry
by
Wogan
that
reference?
Hello, no, Jesus.
Apparently not.
next to that is a vac suit lying on its back. With their arms sort of curled up.
Shining light in there.
Okay. It is scorched, with something has burnt it. There is a large hole in the centre of the vac suit. and it's sort of been melted through the chest panel. All the electrics are completely shorted out on this thing. And there is a puddle of clear liquid, which is frozen, which hasn't frozen, sorry, because of where you are, in the bottom, and there's some kind of gristly bits.
I silently hand Sam a stack of credits.
That does not look like normal damage. Normal damage being defined as anything I do.
You may now tick off your bingo card of messages scratched on the wall.
Well, I was disappointed it wasn't in blood. I mean, maybe the metal could turn out to be their pacemaker or something. I mean,
there's a good bit in Red Dwarf where someone, I think he's writing warning with his own intestines, and they say, well, I don't understand is why he used the kidney as a full stop. I don't think he meant to do that. I think it just plopped out. Anyway, we're not quite in that situation. It is not normal damage. Probably this will be an engineering role or a chemical role, chemistry or something like that.
What have I got that isn't engineering?
You could default for this to an engineering skill -4, I think.
Streetwise.
What sort of comms? What is this like alien style comms where there
explosives?
Is video? Is this, but no audio? Do we have audio
comms? You can
comms?
Have video feed, absolutely. Yeah.
I wouldn't worry too much. I've just rolled 16, so. yeah.
Don't know. You've never seen anything like it before.
No.
Any sign of. So there's a hole burnt into this thing.
Yes.
Is that the only damage to the suit?
It's scorched in various places all over with whatever
burnt
it. It's
not got obvious signs of weapon damage. It's not got obvious the claw marks.
No.
Okay. Well, that looks very nasty. I'm going to suggest, gentlemen, that you don't put that vac suit on.
I think that as well.
Why would you?
This, whoever was here, has gone back through the airlock, or whatever it was.
Has anyone moved
so you guys
closer
are in
to
this
where they
sort
are?
Of, but, yeah, this thing, this heat source seems to be moving this way.
Okay.
Up towards
us.
Close
Good.
To where they are.
Let's head in that direction, then.
I will switch from flare round to armor piercing enhanced penetrator, because what could possibly go wrong with using that?
Well, I suppose that will go through the wall of the ship, but of the station, but do minimal damage? Is that the idea?
Well, that depends on whether it's already tumbling because it has passed through a soft fleshy body first.
Yeah, didn't Greg Porter do traveler stats for a gun that basically fires ball bearings on the basis that they lose velocity dramatically after they go through some. So it's very hard to shoot a hole in the side of the ship.
Okay. You guys start moving round. There's a door here. Pottery
guns that they use on planes.
Those of you who are watching see this thing moving. They're basically sort of converging on this small semicircular area here.
Frost and burn seem to be converging on the.
And that's when
the...
you can't hear anything else. Because the whole radio system is filled with static. The video goes down, and it's just a huge burst of static. Jaffa and Rursain can no longer communicate with each other, short of, I guess, putting your heads together and shouting real loud.
A question. Does Jaffa have gesture skill?
Oh,
well, I mean, he has, you know, the international ones, but...
Yes, I do indeed have gesture.
Me too.
My gesture is... 13.
14. So, right. In gesture, let's get over there now.
I give you the thumbs up. You know.
Okay.
Which either means kill them, or...
All right, you move through into this small semicircular area. it is kind of a, there's a huge painting, which Sam would be very excited to see if he could see it anymore. A huge
Damn it, painting. Why did that happen? Have to happen just for the interesting stuff?
Of one of the old, well, you guys don't know, some old guy sitting on some throne. He looks vaguely like the kind of throne King Olaf sits on.
If we haven't already, I think we're recording. We're probably recording these at this anyway, and on the ship thing. Anyway.
Record everything. You can always wipe the evidence later.
Yeah.
As you move into the room, the door can't let me. It's less theatre of the mind as we're on a map, but you've sort of come in through this door. This door is open.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're in combat at this point, so I would like your
negotiation, not an option.
Your speed. I haven't recorded those for
5.5.
5.25.
Okay, something leaps across from there right towards you both, and it moves so quickly. It's kind of the brief glimpses you get of it in the dark light are legs and hair. It's probably about the size of I want to say Great Dane. I don't know if that's offensive.
I don't think so. We know it's not Zebedee. It's got legs.
Okay. I just don't want to upset Rursain. I mean, I might be about to upset him anyway. It leaps towards Jaffa and it basically attempts to grip onto him, so it just moves horrifyingly fast before you both really know what's happening, and it attacks Jaffa. So, okay, well, it's going to. Do you now choose whether you're going to dodge at this point or what? What happens?
No,
I can't react to that. I don't think I can react at the moment.
Yeah, if you are sufficiently surprised, you can't defend at all. The standard defence.
Combat reflexes. Does that help with that sort of thing?
It generally does. Yes, I do.
Have I got combat reflexes? I can't remember. I think I took them off.
I think that means you can't get surprised, doesn't it?
Among other things.
I think what happens is you can't act until you've sort of unsurprised yourself.
Sounds about right.
I think so. Yeah. Mental stun.
Unless you have combat reflexes, which I think it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I don't.
It leaps
at you. I took them off because it didn't fit the character.
Oh.
Tunic did.
Okay, it grapples. Of course it grapples. You are suddenly surrounded, so you sort of swing your light round, you both do. Something dark with legs leaps across horribly quickly across the space of the room, and suddenly, Jaffa, you're wrapped in legs. Not in a good way. So you don't get any kind of dodge or anything to that.
Well, if he is mentally stunned, then quite possibly not.
Gosh. No, why am I going to dodge something I don't know about?
Right. Okay. Go on. And then you feel your kind of vac suit crunch towards the front as something happens to it. Okay.
It's an armoured vac suit.
It's an armoured vac suit, so you're probably fine.
Otherwise, I'm rolling a new character.
That's rubbish. Okay, 2 cutting damage to your vac suit.
It's definitely more armour than that.
Yeah,
I think we have a little bit more armour than that.
I forget your DR, but it's
15.
Okay, there is a crunch and a scrape as it
DR 15 versus piercing and cutting damage.
Okay, it attempts to do something sharp to the front of your vac suit, which doesn't do anything. But there is a kind of an alert blaring in your vac suit. Corrosion damage, corrosion.
Attacked by something with corrosive blood.
Just
a corrosive secretion of some sort?
Much easier to make it work.
What was that? Sorry,
I was just saying it's much easier to make it work if you make the lymph corrosive. Nobody really knows what lymph is for anyway.
I know what lymph is for. But okay.
Yeah, isn't it for making white pudding instead of black?
No, that's not what white pudding is. there will be a brief pause.
You're right, Roger. Nobody knows.
I did have it open at the page for this. Basically, your suit is taking 4 acid damage, so I need to know in GURPS what that does.
At 10 points will reduce DR.
Okay.
So DR goes down by 1 for every 10 points.
Okay. Cumulative, presumably.
Yes. Cumulative makes the most sense.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? Okay, so your suit has taken 4 acid damage so far, just for the record. Okay, I mean, you don't feel anything. It's not got anywhere near the... you're very glad you're in an armoured suit. If you weren't, that would have been you. Okay.
Ooh.
We'll move down to whoever's next. I think that's... Is that you, Jaffa?
See if I can react.
What's your speed?
5.5.
So you roll IQ to snap out of it.
And 16 is not it.
Oh, jeez. Okay. We're saying you get a better look. Jaffa, you just know you're wrapped in kind of legs and...
What?
You can't hear anything. In the international language of gesture, Jaffa falls backwards with a giant kind of spidery creature. It's all legs, it's moving, it's just grappling him and kind of... that you see a kind of a yellowish grey teeth crunch into the front of the vac suit. You can see it just scratching the vac suit rather than the vac suit crumpling underneath the biting. Mm. Jaffa just sort of falls backwards, but you don't know, you can't hear or see what's going on.
Is there, basically how closely is he grappled? Is there a target I could engage separate from Jaffa himself?
Not really. Imagine a giant tarantula, sort of the size of a Great Dane, grappled to the front of him. So, I suppose, in a way, yes, but it's not really. I mean, they are very intimately connected.
Okay, I will have to do a thing.
There's a brief respite in the static for Azan and Sam, and you hear and then it goes quiet again. Well, it doesn't go quiet, it goes.
Yeah, but the filter takes those out. Should we shoot a section of this thing away, I wonder?
Reassuring for Azan, his danger sense is fine.
I'm fine.
Everything alright tonight?
We seem to be completely safe.
Rosane, sorry.
Much yes. Okay. Change magazines.
Okay, you are changing ammo. How quickly is that in a Gauss weapon?
What's it's for. Actually, no. Forget that. I'll drop the core on its sling. And do I have? No, I don't. My main action will be to quick draw those pistols.
Okay. Don't you get another action then if you're quick drawing?
No. Sorry, I do not have quick draw.
Oh, okay. So you draw your laser pistol.
Yeah.
Okay. Sam and Azan, you haven't got much time to do very much. Presumably not a lot, but you could shoot the pulse rifle if you pulse laser if you like. Just saying.
Not convinced that would be helpful.
Okay.
Is there anything? Anything I've got in here that it would be remotely useful.
You can make yourself strong like ox.
I mean, yeah, but...
telepathy or any description of it.
That would be useful.
You certainly get the impression things have gone a bit tits up down mm-hmm. there.
I will at least sling a weapon on in case we end up having to fight. That will be my action for this turn.
Mighty brave for a man in a cockpit.
It's going to be multiple rounds
yeah,
it would for take... me to even get onto the other ship, I think.
By the time you got there,
Yeah.
It's probably going to be over given the GURPS combat.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of thing. Okay.
But I put the gun on, I will head towards our airlock.
Okay, so you're heading to the airlock. Sam, you're staying by the...
I'll try and the keep our end of things safe wheel. At least.
Yeah, I'll keep trying on the radio, see if I can get through to them.
Do we have internal comms that are working for me and Sam?
Yes. It's okay. Just from inside the ship.
Yeah, that's
the station.
Yeah. So also, I can potentially open and close the airlock for the
as you're
to
approaching
through.
The airlock, it does get a bit crackly.
Hmm. Yeah, getting
you
some static
you will find
here.
Out at some point, but it's... Yeah.
I'm intrigued how they're managing to...
I wonder, what the blocking with if they've turned on something that's got maybe an antenna we can shoot.
Does anyone have any kind of... xenobiology or xenology or anything like that?
Now, it's funny you should say that.
Failure.
That might change.
I've got xenology.
Hello.
I have expert skill xenology.
Okay, let's have a roll of that, Sam.
And it's not quite as expert as I've just rolled. I've rolled a 15. I've got 10, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, I've got 10.
There are creatures that can sense and emit in the radio spectrum, but that's all you can do.
Okay, can I check to see if there is a radio signal that it's like a strong, overpowering radio signal that is being emanated that we didn't have going before?
If you're looking specifically for that, yes.
I'm going to check for it.
That.
Can I pinpoint its source?
Yes, it's coming from from Bernie, or whatever it was called.
One that's currently eating.
So it's not coming from a thing that can safely shoot and disable without...
It's from in the room that they're in, you think. It's a bit hard to
tell. The call's coming from inside the house.
Yes, exactly. Right, the thing kind of... grabs and grumples and
grabs and what?
Grumples
did you
and
say?
Still kind of nurkles its way through the vac suit.
You're just making these up now. But
I love the technical language here.
This is a very potent acid. I have written it down. Sorry, every 5 points destroys a DR. Sorry, I should have noticed that earlier. You're now up to 7 points you've taken in total, Jaffa, so your DR has dropped by one. And it is also kind of munching at the same time.
I am tracking this.
But it's nowhere near getting through your fac suit with that bite. Okay. Jaffa, can you act?
Plus one.
It gets plus one cumulatively, does he, every round until...
Yes, I probably can. That is a total of 8. So, and my intelligence is 13, so yeah.
Yeah. Okay. What would you like to do?
Shoot the fucker.
Okay. Just to clarify, that's the thing on front of you, not Rasane.
No, Rasane is my mate. Why would I want to shoot?
I'm just checking. You're an engineer, you need to be precise.
I've got a laser pistol in my hand.
Yes.
I would like to turn said laser pistol towards the body of this thing that is basically humping me and basically energise, shall we say.
I think it's fair to say you can do that without risk of hitting yourself. There is some rule for firing in close combat in GURPS.
As far as I remember offhand, it's not... close combat may be different. I will check that while you're resolving this.
Okay, but roll an attack roll. Basically, you're not going to hit yourself.
Okay, don't quite critical, so that's a rolled 7. And my skill is 13, so I make it by 6.
Okay, now, it could dodge, but I think that would involve it jumping off you, which is not going to do. So it's not attempting to dodge. It's going to stay grappled with you.
Okay, so I am firing a heavy laser pistol at it, which does 4D brackets 2 burn.
It's not got any damage resistance.
And that was a mistake.
So 4D.
We'll look up what burn does if that becomes relevant.
So that's 9, 13 damage.
That is one more than you needed. Okay, it had 12 hit points. Now, getting 0 hit points in GURPS would not normally be lethal. Okay, so Rosane, you see this. Jaffa, on the floor, finally recovers his mojo, pulls out the pistol.
The pistol that is in his hand in the first place.
Lifts
turns
pistol.
The pistol and twists it round and goes, bang!
This is why having 0 hit points in GURPS can be fatal.
if you have
armed Jaffa next to you.
There is a kind of... you can hear even through your suit because there's atmosphere in here. There's a fizz and a pop and a kind of a... On your radios, all of you, there is a deafening roar, like literally deafening. A kind of horrifying scream. And you'll all be at, if it becomes relevant, minus 5 to any hearing rolls for the next 2 or 3 seconds. And then there is... You can't smell anything. But there is... It's kind of a flame and a kind of a soft popping noise. The thing falls off you, Jaffa. But it falls off you in a way that splatters clear liquid all around you, all over the front of your vac suit. You take in corrosion damage. What's that? Plus that, 9. Okay. Twenty corrosion damage to the front of your vac suit. It doesn't quite hit you, Rosane, but it hits the floor of this room. It splatters all over the painting and starts to hiss. The thing is just in pieces.
Well, I'd be pretty upset as well.
That painting, that's me years, it says. I don't even have opposable thumbs. And I'm dead.
The radios are clear.
Anyone receiving?
Bastard
still
fucking
here.
Thing.
As you can tell.
Is he throwing at you?
Hiss.
Or?
Hiss.
Yeah,
hiss.
Sorry. Immediate action. Step one, first action, is going to be shoot the thing myself with the laser pistol that I have readied.
Okay, that's fine. Let's have an attack roll.
I'll give it a 3-round burst.
With the laser pistol?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. So you're not going through the wall.
That will be, yeah, that will get the job done. So that will be 3 rounds hitting, each doing 4D brackets 2. Do you want damage?
No. It's what is left of it is gone. There are some bits of hair and gristle, but it is...
Okay.
Get to the edges of the room, is what I'm shouting.
There is smoke coming off the front of Jaffa's vac suit.
It's corrosive. Have I got anything in any of my kit or anything that would allow me to? In fact, yes,
well,
I
are
have.
You carrying a lot of milk.
No, but I've got water.
Yeah.
Okay. So I will basically get one of the water ampules that we would normally, you know, use to drink or whatever.
Okay.
And in fact, I am going to say, in my my gizmo just so happens to have some form of alkaline foam retardant stuff or something, some form of fire retardant stuff that happens to be alkaline. It's a gizmo.
Is a gizmo. Is that realistic? You would have alkaline foam in your gizmo.
Or something that would at least allow it to...
Okay, you have some kind of scrubber, neutralizer, diluent thing. While that is happening, you take another 7 damage to your vac. So you've had.
Well, you would find something like that in a modern fire engine.
Right. Okay. So you have some kind of fire extinguisher that actually dilutes down
because they have to work through
because they have to do with chemical
EV batteries
fires. Yeah. Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, I mean, that's the scary thing now. Is the apparently lithium fires. What they do is they now bring a skip with them.
Mm-hmm.
They That's fill the skip, thing like electric car, but yeah.
They fill the skip with water. They pick up the car. They drop the car into the skip, and they wait until it stops bubbling. Presumably, they also have taken the people out of whatever beforehand. So
what you're saying, Jeff, is you have a portable skip as your gizmo. You drop yourself in it.
But it's only this big.
So I'm just going to make a health roll for your vac suit. I'm going to give it a health of 12.
12 is good.
It is not breached by the acid. And you then neutralise it. It's still a vac suit. It's not a very well armoured vac suit now. I think it's lost 7 of its DR at this point.
Yeah. Six. Yeah.
Okay. The thing curls up in front. Video is restored. Sam, you can make a xeno knowledge roll again.
This time we've rolled 10. Bang on the nose there.
It is a Chamax Hunter. Or it was. What briefly you saw of it, but Rusain blasted it into oblivion.
I may convey this information to the lads. Bad news. Very bad news.
Well, okay, in which case then we come off the spaceship and we just shoot it until it's vaporized.
Have we had time to get to the edges of the room?
Yes, you've made it to the edge of the room.
Okay, is Target 2 still mobile?
Target 2 is no longer moving, and it is on the other side of this airlock.
Okay.
You guys are in here.
Okay.
I can back you up.
Well, you made it by 0, didn't you, Sam?
Yep.
So, yeah, we haven't really got 0. Any more information, but they can talk in the radio frequency or communicate or emit. They're not really intelligent, but they're not. They're slightly above animal level intelligence. They can communicate or emit radio waves. They have some psionic powers, perhaps.
There's library data on the Chamax Hunter. It says, don't.
I mean, do you want to go after the other one?
Yes.
See, ravenous bug bladder beast.
Maybe an actual survivor still.
It might be a survivor, or it could be, at the very least, it's another target.
The distress beacon, so you're still getting the distress noise from the antenna. The other beacon stopped when you killed the creature.
Okay. Changing magazines to...
Mimicry, perhaps.
Slug. Screw this station, I don't like it.
Works for me.
In the hopes you will meet a giant lettuce.
Works for me. I give you one of the emergency balls on the grounds that in the event that something happens to my suit and it gets breached, you can just stick me in it.
Fair enough.
The other heat source has moved right down to the end here.
Okay, so suit's in full rescue mode, flashing lights, whatever.
You pass through what looks like, as you're heading that way, what looks like some
Shim,
kind of...
Shim, were you after a question?
Oh, sorry, Shim, yes.
I was just going to say, is there any sense of the... So the one that we now know as a Chamax Hunter.
Yes.
Did that seem to be moving at an unusual speed?
When it crossed the road, when we were observing it.
Not really, no.
Okay, so we can't necessarily... get that sense from looking at the other one either.
It's difficult to compare them because one's in atmosphere and this one
is. Is there anything around that I could actually use as a shield or something to if something
there
jumped
are tables
at me?
There's a bargain there.
Well, yes.
You could pick up a chair. I mean,
I'll pick up a table and basically just use it as something just to basically.
These are lightweight alloys, yeah. And the things you've been the area you passed through looks like it's been set up as some kind of half-assed throne room, some kind of mockery of Sindalion, but it's not. It's pretty rubbish. You get to the airlock, beyond which there is no atmosphere, beyond which this other heat source is.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You still sealed?
I'm as sealed as I can be.
Let's do it.
Green lights all around, except the one that says acid damage. Okay, you open the airlock and step through into the nacelle without atmosphere, with your mag boots on, presumably.
Absolutely.
Mag boots are on. I'm pushing a table in front of me. So basically...
They never do this in films, do they? They just miss out on this kind of stuff.
On the table, you paint all Jamax are wimps. Prove me wrong.
In the end of the nacelle, your light shines upon someone in a vac suit, with their hands, with their arms in front of their face. And it, as you come through, it kind of waves its arms at you in a kind of... It hasn't got gesture, but it looks like it's a kind of...
Look, I've only got two limbs, sort of way.
Through the visor, you can see a Varga inside.
Okay, well, I was taking the lead anyway, but I will let it be obvious. As he's in a suit, obviously. Any response to radio calls?
No, and you notice the comm section of his vac suit is missing.
That makes sense. Yeah.
A little convenient. Shooting.
Okay, well, I will hold out the other rescue bubble.
The figure gets up, holding his arms up. You recognise it as a male Varga. We're saying it's hard for Jaffa to tell. Not that he's, you know, speciesist.
From maybe 20 feet away.
I've got xenophilia. I can tell if it's a bloke.
You may not care.
Yeah. it's a male Varga. And yes.
In the words of Doctor Who, the human species dances an awful lot.
So, from a reasonable distance, chuck him the rescue ball and then he can get into it himself.
I mean, his suit seems to be intact.
You throw in a rescue ball, but he's going to go and fetch it.
We've got one damaged suit already, so...
If you throw the ball, it will kind of look and sort of gestures to itself and then points to the bubble and then...
Yes.
It gets in the ball.
There are various things that you can't do as easily when you're in a rescue ball, like running away.
Yes, okay. It gets in the ball and pulls the hopper.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we will tow him out, being very careful with the acid-weakened floor. I think, you know, move around the edges of that room.
You can avoid, you know, where it was fairly localised, and you take your captive, hostage, rescued person back to the ship.
Victim. We don't specify what he is a victim yet. That's for the final report.
Okay, well, we shall probably leave it there for the moment, other than to say he, as you release him from the bubble, or as he gets out of his vac suit and says through the bubble, thank you, I am Kersh.
Now, that's a name we've heard before.
It is.
The cherry, isn't it?
Captain of that scout.
That's right, captain of the scout that attempted to attack the Sarkamon.
Now, as a Varga, I find going from captain to marooned on destroyed space station with hostile alien an entirely plausible thing to happen.
Oh, we've all been there, mate. Well, let's leave it there, but you have indeed rescued without melting the captain of the Suleiman scout.
Misery's Ooh. Company.
Misery's Company, thank you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. We'll have a brief pause.
Did you say? Thank you.
Well, no need to wag the tars to make any sense to it.
No. You know. No.
But you could... We'll box
you're
her
up. Such a wag, kind of, you know, that's...
Well, I did a boxing joke. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you. That was fun.
Bye.
Yeah, not the joke. It doesn't mean the joke. It means the game.
All right.
Thanks, then.
Bye. Yeah. Bye. Cheers. See you for something soon.
Bye.